Climate change. How should Christians respond? This is Ken Ham, an Aussie transplant with a passion for God's Word and the Gospel. This week, we've been debunking the claims of global warming alarmists. But climate change is a reality because of how Noah's flood affected the earth. So how should believers react to climate change? You know, when God gave Adam dominion over the earth, he was told to take care of the Garden of Eden. But humans weren't made to serve the earth. Instead, we're to manage the earth, to make it more beautiful and productive. There are many people who would like to pass laws on carbon emissions, but believers must consider how such laws will affect people. You see, the earth is our dwelling place, and we must maintain it. But we must never place higher importance on the environment than on the people who inhabit it. Remember, we're to serve the Creator, not the creation.
You'll learn more about the biblical perspective on climate change when you visit our award-winning website, answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.